The NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament marches on to the Sweet 16 this weekend with the Iowa Hawkeyes traveling to Greensboro to play North Carolina State. The number 2 seed Hawks are 28-6 and Big Ten champions this year. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another sports and commentary show here on WWIB and WIB.com. I'm Greg Stewart. The program is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can give or learn more anytime online at WWIB.com. Starting forward, Hannah Stewart of Iowa has started every game this year for the Black and Gold. The senior from Minot, North Dakota, is back with me on the show today. So you didn't start your first three seasons. In fact, you rode the Pines for most of your first couple of years at Iowa, even into your junior season. That had to be incredibly frustrating, maybe discouraging for you, Hannah. How did you deal with that? How was that experience important in shaping you into the big contributor you are today?
Yeah, so I didn't really play all my freshman year, and then it was like maybe 5 to 10 minutes my sophomore year, and at the most it would be 10 to 15 last year. But I think especially at first as a freshman, it was a huge ego check. You know, I came from a small town, North Dakota, where I've been starting since eighth grade in high school, and really was a huge contributor on my team. You know, I had all these accolades from high school, so I came in thinking I was some pretty hot stuff and I was going to really contribute on the basketball court. And, you know, as a recruit, they're not going to tell you you don't play. You know, they tell you you're going to come in and have to earn it, but in your head you're like, yeah, I'm going to come in and play for these guys. But so it was a pretty big ego check right away, but it was exactly what I needed, I think. I wasn't ready to play, mentally especially. I was just kind of a lost puppy who thought everything was going to be handed to me, and it wasn't. So as far as growing as a basketball player, I just did what I could at that point, realizing I wasn't going to play. I got in the gym every single day and, you know, would shoot and work on ball handling and extra drills and just do what I could out of practice, and just knew that spot was going to be earned eventually, and that's something that our coaching staff did a great job of, was just, you know, telling me to keep the faith and giving me hope that, you know, if I keep working hard, that opportunity is going to come. And it did last year, and this year especially, it's really paid off.
So did you consider transferring out when you couldn't crack that starting lineup?
Yeah, you know, I think it'd be a lie to say that I didn't. I think that's in the back of everyone's heads when things aren't going well. It's like, oh, geez, is this really the right place for me? But, you know, like I said, my coaches did a great job of instilling that, you know, just work ethic in me and telling me to keep working at it. And the University of Iowa and Athletes in Action and everything I've been a part of here since my freshman year was just too good for me to leave. Everything non-basketball at that time was just too great. I think it would have been silly to leave the community and people that surrounded me. It just didn't feel right, and, you know, we still had a lot of great chemistry and love on our team and within our teammates at that time, and I just thought as I did put into transferring, and it was in the back of my head, I was like, you know what, I want to stick this out. I don't want to leave. I committed to this, you know, university, and I want to stay true to my word. I didn't commit to say, hey, well, I'm going to commit here for 4 years, but only if you play me. You know, I said, I'm going to commit playing for you guys and giving you what I got. So I wanted to stay true to that, and not knocking anyone who transfers. I know there's different situations, and sometimes it's the best option for people, but I just had it going too good for me here, so I didn't feel like that was what I should do.
Yeah, well, you were the big fish in the small pond in high school up at Minot. What was it like for you, you know, to be the much smaller fish, even at 6'2", in a whole lot bigger pond in Iowa City?
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. I graduated with a class of 35, so coming into a class of 15,000 was a bit overwhelming at first, but also super exciting. I love you know, talking to people and meeting new people. And it was really interesting because, you know, in small towns, everybody kind of knows everything about everyone and it's all up in everyone's business. But it was a little different. It was like I could have disappeared and maybe no one would have noticed except for my teammates. But it was just really cool to kind of be able to do my own thing and explore Iowa City and that kind of thing. I absolutely love it here. I love going to a big university. It was a great change. As much as I, you know, love the homey feel of going to class with people you grew up with your whole life, it's just been really cool to meet new people and experience different cultures here.
Yeah, you're a senior. You've worked 4 years to be Big Ten champions, and you beat Maryland in the conference tournament in Indianapolis to claim that crown. What has that meant to you?
Oh, that was probably one of the greatest experiences I've ever had as a basketball player. You know, that's kind of a goal, or the ultimate goal when you play in the Big Ten is to be a Big Ten champion. So, it was something that we knew that we could achieve as a team this year. We'd had it on in our first team meeting. We set out a bunch of goals, and that was definitely a long-term goal that we had. And we knew that we had the team to achieve it this year. And once that confetti popped at the end of that game and we knew it was raining down for us, it was quite a feeling. I'm pretty sure I did snow angels in it. It was just surreal. It was so cool.
Yeah, you did do snow angels. People can see pictures of that online. Hannah Stewart of the Iowa Hawkeyes, the starting forward. Her team advancing to the Sweet 16 this weekend. And let's advance to our next show here, Hannah, because we want to explore your faith in Jesus and how that's impacted your life and changed you as a person, as a student-athlete there. So let's plan on getting together again next time on Sports and Commentary. Until then, have a great day. See you later.
See ya. Thank you.